be seated. Amen. Remember the purpose of the five-fold ministry. And please let everybody pay attention. Pay attention. Whether you like to hear the word of God, you must hear it. Whether you like to hear it or not, today you must hear it. Anybody that go out, the angel will chain you. Then you cry, and Jesus will come and release you. Ephesians chapter 4, this is the purpose of the five-fold ministry, and we have proved scripturally before this ministry, everyone as has heard us, that in the stages for the restoration of the word of God that was destroyed, fulfilling that parable in Matthew 13:33, and fulfilling the midnight cry of Matthew chapter 25 and verse 6, and the shout of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16, the same thing. And of course, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the end time message. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the end time message is not Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4 is Pastor Gabriel. I call him Malachi chapter 4. Turning the heart of the children. The heart of the father. But that's an enlightened mood. That in the restoration ministry, we have proved that there are four stages in the restoration of the full world according to the agenda. And we saw that in that corn plant parable of Mark chapter 4 from verse 26, we have said it here several times. In case you are listening to us for the first time, go back to our past messages and flow with us. We try to prove to you that that shout is the restoration ministry, which is also the midnight cry of that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in that parable in Matthew 25 and verse 6 that produced the wise and the foolish virgins, and they are all in the church. And as we said, that according to church history, and as we look at various ministries that responded to that shout, the restoration ministry that came out of the Catholicism, that caged the Christian faith, that produced the Black Horse Rider, Revelation chapter 6 and verse 5. And I said that it went through four stages for the original word to be restored, the word that the spirit of error destroyed in the dark ages. And we said it started with the restoration according to that parable with the, what is the first thing that shot out?
The blade.
The blade, the second one that shot out.
Yeah.
What is the third one that shot out?
The full corn in the air.
And then?
The fruit.
The fruit. Four stages. Confirmed through various ways we prove it. You know, one thing I love about the word of God is if it's a revelation, it will not just be one scripture. You will see things here and here that confirm it. All these parrots that just repeat what people say. Because of the origin of some of these things we are talking here, who is Pastor Moses? He's trying to claim something. When some big preacher in America and UK have spoken, what are you trying to say? Brother Branham didn't say it. Their revelation ended with William Branham. But I thank God the church is marching on. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we tear these things down by the revelation of the Holy Ghost, it keeps dropping them one after the other, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. And when we catch it, we get so excited. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, we can't wait. And the first person I jam, I share it with you. And so in this church, we don't have controversy concerning the thunders. Am I correct?
That's right.
Am I correct?
That's right.
No confusion about the thunders. But a few days ago, I called Pastor Olumide, and I think I told some of the ministers also. And I said that when I thought that as we are now, that there is no ministry called apostle, I thought that maybe some 3-4 years ago. I said there is nothing, no. And I proved this scripturally that anybody that come and say, I am Apostle Olumide, he is an apostle of Satan. No ministry called apostle now. Listen, you have to understand how the church is being built for you to understand this fivefold ministry. The apostolic ministry was to lay the foundation upon which we build. And anybody God call you, you will go there. This is the apostolic ministry. This is the apostolic ministry, in case you are hearing me for the first time. And he said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Listen, church. Anybody that God called today, you are guided by Galatians chapter 1, where he says that if anyone preaches any other thing contrary to what we preach, let him be blessed.
Let him be accursed.
The certainty of this. And 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and I was praying. And he, as usual, he dropped it. I was not thinking about it. That is how he talks to me. I jumped up. I said, this is true. Listen. Who fixed the Ark of the Covenant? Who fixed it? Say it now if you know. Who is the one that fixed it?
Bezaliel.
Who fixed, who built the Ark of the Covenant?
Bezaliel.
Eh?
Bezaliel.
Eh?
Bezaliel. That's his name.
Under the instruction of who?
Moses.
Moses. He built the ark and put the shewbread and put the table of commandments and put everything there. It was the symbol of God's presence. And our ark today is this Bible.
Amen.
This is where the commandments are. Now, so that you will understand that the ark was with the Philistines and Moses was, I'm sorry, David went to bring the ark. He brought the ark, he was going to bring the ark. 30,000 Jews, Israelites, were in a mighty revival. What did he do? Listen very well, oh. He carried it and put it on a beautiful, modernly built cart, properly decorated, and decorated a horse, maybe 2 horses, to carry it, and they were going, and they were in a revival. God was angry and wanted to stop the revival. He caused the ark to fall. And Uzzah wanted to help to go and touch the ark. To start with, he's not even qualified to touch it. And God struck him dead. It was then David. He says, this can mean something is wrong. How can we be having this revival and this is happening? He put it down. I have preached this message entitled The Due Order. Go and listen to it in full. The Due Order. Because it was there I picked that text. That David went and inquired, how did God say this ark should be carried? And when they told him, he discovered that they did not carry the ark according to the due order. What was the due order? The due order for carrying the ark was that there would be a staff in between, two levers in front, two levers behind, on their shoulder. How many Levites, priests, are to carry it? How many?
Four.
After Moses built it, how many priests are to carry it?
Four.
He gave some apostles that led the foundation. Four ministries will carry this word of God till the end. Prophet, evangelist, teach, pastor, and teacher. Anybody that say, I am apostle, now you give yourself that title. Has nothing to do. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. What did he say?
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
For what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Read on up to verse 14.
For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Now, verse 14, my emphasis.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
By what?
By the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to.
Listen, that is the purpose of the fivefold ministry. So that the children of God will not be tossed up and down. Read that verse 14 again, please. That
that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every wind of doctrine.
By the sleight of men
and cunning craftiness.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
To deceive who? To deceive the children of God. That is our duty of the fivefold ministry, to guide you. That's why the slogan in this church, follow who no road.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 24. But unto you I say,
and unto the rest in Thyatira,
listen very well,
as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden.
And I pick my text from this verse that I titled The Depths of Satan. The depth of Satan. Hallelujah. The prophecy in Genesis 3:15 that we have been hammering for the past years, the battle between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, and we break it down, we know that it's referring to Christ, the seed of the woman, and Antichrist, the seed of the serpent. The battle is fulfilled now more than ever before the discerning eyes that can see. And if we, the fivefold ministry, we are supposed to be the watchmen, when we see, may the congregation have ears to hear us tell them what we see in the name of Jesus. Because that's the problem. When Jesus Christ spoke in John chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11, sorry, from verse 7.
And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went he out in the wilderness to
concerning
see?
Concerning John, when you went out the wilderness there, what did you go see?
A reed shaking with the wind.
Every wind of doctrine go blow and here. This doctrine go blow and here. This one go blow and here.
But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what went he out for to see? A prophet. Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, he hath not risen a greater than John, that John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Verse 12 is my emphasis.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
Again, verse 12.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
And this fight is between Christ and the Antichrist. It's not about terrorism, armed robbers outside there. People are looking for Antichrist, and they're looking for all these funny people that are trying to point our attention away from where the Bible told us it will be. Bible told us. So somebody sent me a message again 2 days ago or so, telling us about how that America is being taken over by Islamic religion. United Kingdom is being taken over by Islamic religion. And the whole world, the fastest growing religion is Islam. And then they are expressing fear that very soon they will elect a Muslim president in America, and this and that. And then it's like, you Christians, what are you doing? You Christians, what are you doing? I replied to the person. I say, Satan has his agenda. God also has his agenda. I say, fear not if you are in the Lord's side. Because I searched this Bible and I didn't see where Islam is a threat to us. It's a deceit. That's why I have here to hear. The Antichrist prophesied and spoken of, he will see him, he will appear with Bible. He is in the church according to the Bible. Who is he? He is fulfilling a prophecy in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. It is after Christ. He is after that seed of the woman. He is after the progress of the church. Jesus Christ called him the gates of hell. If there is anywhere Satan's activities are going on now, it's in the church. Church, open your eyes. Study the Bible. Don't let your faith be shaped by social media. They also have the agenda through the social media. Don't let your faith, your revelation be shaped by what you see on television. They also use the television to confuse the people, to take your attention away from what Satan is actually doing. He is in the church. Because that is where his ministry is. What is happening in the world? LGBT, what do you call them? Satan Church, Church of Satan, what again, all those occult. Now, small demons. Because the work there is very small. It's very small. The work to be done there now, it's not much. It's not much. Just give them money. They will follow you, do anything they want to do. So they are small demons. But in the church, verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6, this is the people, his kingdom that is fighting
for
us.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
In the church, what are we fighting for?
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
These are the forces the church is fighting. And he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now. John the Baptist. Did he fight anybody for standing for the truth and rebuking and trying to restore Israel back to the worship of the true God? You saw what he went through until they cut off his head. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. Yet, he says, the weapons of our warfare that we shall use to take it by force is not carnal. It's not a gun. Ritabai. I think there's one man like that. Kill them. Turn them. Shoot them. Apostle Suleiman, kill them. Shoot them. Hey, go back and read your Bible. Suleiman Aritaba. The weapon is mighty through God. So go and read the Bible. How did he say we shall fight? It is a fight of faith. They want to take you from God. Say, no, I will remain. That is the fight. The fight of faith. That's all that I said. I will be a good soldier. I will die at my post. It's not where you stand, the coordinator. That's not the post they're talking of. It's not the post, gate man. That's not where it is. It's not the music you're playing. Oh, that's my post. I will die at my post. You will die for nothing. Nothing. Die for nothing. That's not the death they're talking about. Praise the Lord. It's a mystery and people don't know it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. What did he say?
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he will not let it to let until he be taken out of the way.
He said the mystery of iniquity. This thing that Satan is coming to take over the church. Cause confusion in the church. He said at that time it has already started. By the time you get to the third church age, the Thyatiran church age, it has already been established. And that is why 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, Apostle Paul made a statement there. He says, the last statement there, where he said, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for
we are not ignorant of his devices.
We are not ignorant of his devices. Satan's devices. We specialize in the device of causing frustrations in our lives. We specialize. That is why the prophetic ministry is so important. That's why people rush there to find out what is happening. Maybe we shall see solution. That is why we have vigils. That is why we have family deliverance program. That is why we have a putting on the whole armor of God program in December in this ministry. And that is why here we pray every day. Monday band, Tuesday band, Wednesday band. It is good though, so that we can have our peace on earth here. But listen very well. He called it a mystery. It's not the mystery of how witches put us in bondage. He called it a mystery of iniquity. And because he's operating in a device that except God reveal it to you, he will get you, put in his pocket, zip you, and you are still shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord. And he's been doing it. The latest that he's doing now, the latest device that he's using now, he's attacking the Bible. He is attacking the Bible. Very smart. I have said it. Anybody that Satan means to get, except the grace of God is upon you, he will get you. And he's very, very organized. Anywhere he wants to get effect, doesn't just come, bang, 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 hit you, bang, 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 you have headache, you fall down, you break leg. That, it doesn't come like that. By the time he finishes with you, by the time you wake up, you know that you need the grace of God to put you back together. All of a sudden, a new ministry started springing up called the Apostolic Ministry. We started seeing apostle this, apostle that, apostle this, apostle that. We didn't know where they were going to. Very powerful speakers. Come and see crowd, apostle this, apostle this. They were preaching the Bible, so people thought they were apostles of Jesus Christ. But they knew where they were going. After they got the confidence of the people, then the ministry is now starting. The same Bible that we are preaching, they are now coming to say, the Bible is not the word of God. Hey! The same people, they were performing miracles, signs and wonders. Only Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now, they have gotten their attention. That's how it always is, even in the local church. Even within the local church, when they come on assignment, they will come before you know what, they are known. They are known. Before you know what, they don't reach when they collect microphone. And everybody will think that they are true servants of God. And the ministry they normally use are the prophetic. And then they will now strike. It happened in this ministry before our eyes. Before we open, say, hey, what is happening? Pastor Lumide, when he was my peer, he was reminding me, I think we were talking about it yesterday or which day. I don't want to mention, one sister fell under anointing. Fell under anointing. And was under anointing and was chained. I was, then Pastor Lumide was, he said, sir, somebody is under chain. When I told Lucam, that was when they talked to me. He said, nah, pretend, they pretend. Then I told him, I said, don't mind her, she's pretending. She wants to be recognized. And Pastor Lumide was surprised. So we ignored her. I said, watch now, he goes stand up by himself after. Sorry, I let out a secret now because one few come now, stay there, you know, go come out. Because maybe I don't expose the secret. Will they catch them? Will they know them? There are some of us, how can you be a pastor and not have discernment? Amen. And sometimes just carelessness. All of them that stroke, and when it's carelessness, God will always tell me, I will not take it serious. Till they strike, I'll say, yeah. Now, when they cage them, they are caged. Never hear one way the prophet. There is one they sent out on Friday night, Abby. Thursday. In fact, that one, they had to subject her to interrogation by both security and deacon and everything. Who you be, where you come from. You don't come. Begin before they say in Jesus' name, you don't enter anointing. They don't enter anointing. But thank God to the ministers at the altar. It was one of the prophets, I think it was, okay, make a note, call the name, so that they will not go and attack you. That told us, told them, Pastor Lumide, they say, that person, say, in a lie, in a pretend, they pretend. He said, "Now pretend, there's something he come here for." So they carry him, go outside. He said, then he said, "Don't blind though. He don't blind though." Then Pastor Lumide was saying, he said, "Stop that nonsense. Call security. Call security." Now the eye can't open by itself. Praise the Lord. So they had to interview her in view of all this nonsense they are doing. We don't know whether they set it to come and do one recording here and go to social media and say, "Wait, they do that one for every church. When I say when I get prophet here, why this one can't do like this? We say when they do arranging." We cannot do any arranging for any reason. No reason for anything. Today, arranging for what? To get what? The thing that they look for, now so then they preach for those places. They will come and sit down and comfortably take seat and strike. The whole church world, they are looking up to these apostles. You and I know there is no office called apostle now. So that they know who they be apostle of, who sent them. We didn't know before, but now some of us, we know who sent you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who are they? It is another serpent talking. Talking to who? Talking to Eve. Serpent must have been very, very close to that family now. So gain the confidence of the woman, the church. And now, did God say? Do you know how Satan is described? In Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 to 5.
"And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being without pride."
That woman is Israel. And that woman, Revelation chapter 12, is the woman in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the seed of the woman. What is the seed? The next verse.
"And she being without pride."
That child is the seed of the woman.
"Travailing in pain."
Travailing in pain.
"And pain to be delivered."
Birth pain. Israel was expecting a Messiah. That is the seed of the woman.
"And there appeared another wonder in heaven."
Go to verse 4.
"And he still drew the third part of the stars."
That is his history.
"And did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered." "For to devour a child as soon as he
as
was born."
Soon, did it not happen? Did it not happen when Jesus was born? And Herod told those wise men, "Go and come and tell us where that child is." It was that same old demon that was inspiring him. And when he did not see, the men did not come back to tell him where that king of Israel is born. What happened? He said, from calculation, the child must be about, he can't pass 2 years. Any child born 2 years down, kill him. It was that seed of the woman he was looking for. Verse 5.
"And she brought forth a man child."
A man child. What is his name?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
What is his name?
Jesus Christ.
Who to do what?
Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And a child was caught up unto God. And
is he not there now? Is he not up there now, waiting to come and carry us? Go to verse 9. See the description of Satan.
"And the great dragon was
what
cast
out." What is he called? Great dragon.
That old serpent. Called the devil and Satan.
And he is called the devil. He is called Satan.
"Which deceived the whole world. He was cast into the earth and his angels were cast out."
He is in the business of deceit. Deceiving the whole world. He didn't stop in the Garden of Eden. He's still on it, even now. And so Apostle John, 1 John chapter 4, from verse 1.
"Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Thereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh It's not of God.
Wait, oh. Wait, oh. We know better. Is there anybody now that is saying that Jesus is not of God? Is there anybody saying it now in the church? Eh? It's only Rita Bai that says that the when I listen to his own, his own was more annoying. One prophet, Rita Bai, complete illiterate, cannot even read. I want to tell us all day, he locked himself in one room. What he's doing is just studying. What are you studying? Well, you don't know how to read. What are you studying? Studying how to deceive people. Pastor Moses, stop calling names. That is, if I'm lying now, if I'm saying the truth, why should I not call your name? If I'm confident about what I'm saying, why am I afraid to mention your name? You will take me to court now. I will go and prove that you're a liar. Praise the Lord. You never sabi read English. They say Jews. There is the letter. There is no J. There is no this. Well, he knows nothing, absolutely nothing concerning the gospel of salvation. I'm so angry because I know where they are going. Do you know that I go to the airport and I don't introduce myself as a pastor? They have rubbish ministry completely, completely. No respect again for even the men of God. Immigration officer. He asked me, what do you do? I said, I'll be pastor. He said, find something for me now. Now I face him. I said, from your name, you're a Christian. I said, yes. If your pastor is passing here, you will tell him to find something for you, Abby. I said, you see how the Christian faith has been messed up until you, a Christian, have no respect anymore for the things of God. Can't stamp my passport. Let me go. No respect again. In my front. With a pass, they go. Everybody. They stop one person. They talk to them. They go. They stop one person. They talk to them. They go. NDLEA for airport here. Then when he reached my turn, they said, what do you do? I said, I'm a pastor. He said, please, can you stand this way? I said, what happened? We want to search you. Then I say, but these people were pastors, so you didn't search them. But immediately I say, I'll be pastor. I say, you say, stand here to search. I say, I don't blame you. Because the devil has messed up the ministry. Pastors carry cocaine. Pastor carry drugs. Pastor carry fake documents. Pastor smoke wee-wee. I said, go ahead. Then he was looking at me and laughing. He said, okay, you can go. I said, no, Sacho. I was not trying to tell you not to search. You're only giving me someone to preach. Amen. And he insisted I should go. And I left. Anytime that man is, anytime I'm traveling, he will look at me, Pastor, come and bless us now. Praise the Lord. I'm sometimes very naughty at those points because the Sabi asked, one asked me some time ago and said, yes, immigration officer. He said, what do you do? I said, I'm unemployed. He said, how can you say you're unemployed? I said, you can ask like that now because you have work now. Then they pay you salary every month. So everybody must get work like you, Abi. Are you not in Nigeria? I said, I don't get work. Now, seen, he said, then, how are you traveling? Okay, where are you traveling? I said, I travel, I want to go hustle. Abi, is it offense to go and hustle? I said, I go hustle. Well, the man said, hey, this man self. He stamped my passport and I left. The Sabi asked funny question. What work are you doing immigration? What's your business with immigration? What work are they doing? Don't find out where they go. You do now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So imagine, say, I can't dress now. I can't put collar. Hey, Even for America, if I come down, they will say, can you come this side, sir, from Nigeria? That is where we have found ourselves. Brethren, there is the spirit of truth. There is the spirit of error. And the spirit of error is gone beyond. Jesus did not come in the flesh. That was the argument at that time. The argument was the spirit that time was to take the people away from the Lord Jesus Christ. So there is a lie. He's not God. He's not the Son of God. He's not Messiah. He's just an ordinary carpenter's son. And those are the Daminas, Abel Damina, and the Retabai, and the Apostle Suleiman, and all the other apostles of Satan. The full Nigeria. You know, there's something about Nigeria. Oh, I wish we can see the map of Africa. I wish we can see the map of Africa. But everybody knows the map of Africa. Where, do you know Epistle, do you know how Epistle looks like? It must be a rubber for you to know. How you take no Epistle? Are you a rubber? You are not in the military, you are not in the force. How you take no Epistle? Now, look at it very well. The map of Africa is like a gun. Where is the position of Nigeria? Where the trigger is? Now we they shoot, others they follow. 419, now we specialize. Yahoo, now we specialize. Using gifts to make money, now we start them. How then they sell anointing, now we start them. Everything, apostle, now Nigeria begin, out there no apostles. That's why we are the giant of Africa. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a ministry that is going on. And we will be using this same medium where they are using and transmitting their error to give it back to them. You can only try that with the Christian faith. You can't try it with the Islamic faith now. If you are bold, see the map of Africa. You're not sure like a gun now. You can see now where it is. You will see that if you turn it now gone. And do you know the map of Italy? The map of Italy. Now, the shoe of a woman with high heel. So that you will know that it's referring to the woman in Revelation 17. Can you see the map of Africa? Can you see where the depressed, who tower? And there it is for Africa, Nigeria. Hey, we are not here by accident. The same thing also. God will use Nigeria and deliver the elect. God will use us. That is why he gave us this television. To fire back. When they fire to you, fire back. When they fire to you, fire back. All from Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. A man will come and say, all the core doctrines of the Bible, they are scattering it. But the same people that preached it before, so that we shall accept them. Water baptism has expired. Apostle Paul was talking on his own. Apostle Paul caused confusion. Apostle Paul was not revelated. The elder that said in Revelation chapter 5, the elder that told John, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he was not revelated. Elders that sit in chapter 4, they are the ones that sit before the throne of God. You say they are not, the man, that elder was not revelated. that Jesus that is ignorant. You know, they use big language. The man is ignorant. Jesus is not a liar. Who is not a liar? So how can he say he's the lion of the tribe of Judah? He's not a liar. Another one, he said that this Bible was used to colonize Africa, to make us to become slaves. Then he's quoting scriptures that it is meant. Later they wrote to the Colossians, how did he affect Africa? It's Colossae in Africa. Later they wrote to the Hebrews. You say they put it there so that we shall become slave. He said they took Igbo culture. It is Igbo culture they put in Leviticus, in Numbers, in Deuteronomy. They came here, they took our culture and put, hey, Prophet Ritaba. That the Igbo people came and they want to use it so that we shall remain slave forever. That's why. Tell me any part of that Bible that was written to Africa. So why are you now saying they wrote it because of us? When the Bible was written, did they know any Igbo? Abi Hausa? Did they even know of Africa? Just anointed to destroy the faith of the people on the Bible. It is an anti-Christ agenda. But it's only fulfilling Bible. Because many people are following them. Many people are believing them. All these people talking, you see people clapping hands. Fire on, hey, right on. Hey, they have nickname for them when they are preaching their error. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2, confirm it.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
They are going to take heed. They are going to follow what these people will be teaching them. And they are described as seducing spirits.
And doctrines of devils.
The doctrine they'll be preaching are doctrines of devils.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
If they have conscience, will they say the kind of things they say? That is why Apostle Paul, that they don't like to hear, told us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, concerning the coming of the Lord.
Let no man deceive you by any
means. Don't let anybody deceive you.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of
sin. Fall away from what? People will be taken away from Bible Christianity. They'll be taken away from Bible Christianity. That is the seducing. Seducing to take you away from where you are supposed to be. Your husband. How do they achieve it? They are the ones referred to. In case you are putting down scriptures. They are the ones referred to in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4. And verse 13, 14, 15, where by teaching another gospel, teaching and presenting another Jesus, like Ritaba, and presenting, you know, when we talk like this, there are even people sitting down here. There's a minister in this church before that used to tell Pastor Dumide that he should stop calling names, that they are generals in their own standing. Of course, but they are generals of Satan, not of Jesus. They preach another gospel. They preach another Jesus. They present another spirit. And Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 3, if you read verse 18 and 19, he called them, they are the enemies of the cross. In verse 3 to 4, Jude said, these people crept into the church unawares. But they have been ordained of this. They are ordained. They are ordained to do what they are doing now. They are ordained. They are the ones in Matthew 24. When Christ was answering the sign of the end and of thy coming, he told them, he referred to them, those that will come before that period as a sign of the end time, he called them false prophets shall arise. False prophet. The angel told John in the Isle of Patmos, chapter 2, Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, he called them false apostles. They are the ones referred to as the accursed preachers in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. Because of all the nonsense they are doing, the prophet Micah chapter 3, let's read it. Micah chapter 3, verse 5, 6, and 7. What did he say?
Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err.
Again.
Thus saith the Lord concerning...
We are reading Micah. Micah is in the Old Testament. Read on.
Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets...
Verse 5. Yes. Thus saith the Lord concerning who?
The prophets that make my people
err. I hope they are hearing. That make God's people to err.
That bite with their teeth and cry peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths... They even prepare war against him.
Okay, now.
Therefore, night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision.
You will not have a vision again, your punishment.
And it shall be dark unto
you. It shall be dark unto you.
That ye shall not divine.
Do you know that all these people that call themselves prophets, preaching this nonsense, you have been seeing all their prophecies that have failed. It's an identity for you to know who they are. It's God that make those prophecies to fail, so that we shall identify them. The visions become dark. They don't see anything again. So they use their brain to predict. Permutation here and here and predict. Have nothing to do anymore than to go and do kalo-kalo. Nigeria will win. Syria alone win. Who will carry the cup? Brazil will carry the cup. France go carry them. This one will carry. Nothing to do again now concerning the church. Nothing for the edification of the church. Nothing anymore now. Then they enter politics. This governor go win. They go and look at their prophecies for the year. That so-called prophecy. Nothing. They see nothing. They see nothing. Now prophecy be that. Pray that one big man will not die in this country. Even me say I can talk that one now. Three big men will die this year. One from the south, one from the north, one from the east. So even if the managing director of a private company die, did I not tell you in the east? He died. Prophecy has come to pass. And people hail them. Oh, prophecy, prophecy. I see somebody here this year. You will begin to ride the car. My father, my daddy is telling me that six people here, and they will say, now prophecy. They see nothing, and I go blinding them for a sign for you and I. But do you know that people still follow them, even when God gives signs, say, now, false prophet be this, I know they talk through him again. Read on, please, up to verse 7.
Verse 6. Verse therefore, six. Night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision.
Their night shall be turned unto what?
And it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophet, and the day shall be dark over them.
Okay, now.
Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners.
They will be ashamed, but these ones, they're not ashamed. Because their conscience is seared with a hot iron. The ones in Nigeria, they're not ashamed. For America, you will see them. I saw an American that predicted the victory of Donald Trump. But Joe Biden won. He came before the whole world and said, he's sorry that he gave a wrong prophecy. Oyibo. But Africa, we say, no, I entered the room again and changed it. And the members will be clapping hands. No shame, nothing. They look me. They tell me, you don't know him. Am I saying something you don't know? Now they read. Now they listen to news. Yes.
Then shall the seers be ashamed and the diviners confounded.
Okay.
Yea, they shall cover all their lips, for there is no answer of God.
Uh-huh.
But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord.
And of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, you ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel.
Listen. That is why Isaiah spoke in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20, the popular scripture we read often in this ministry.
To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
Uh-huh.
If they speak not according to this word.
What is the reason?
It is because there is no light in them.
And in John chapter 11, verse 9 and verse 10, what did Jesus say?
Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world, of this world.
Oh.
But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light.
There is no light in him. The bugaya, they beat here, they beat there, beat here, beat here, beat here. Because there is no light to show them the true revelation. No light to show them the true revelation. And people will be following. And people don't understand that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, hallelujah.
For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Now, so there is deceit there. Now, I want you to understand that scripture very well. Why will he allow these false prophets to operate? The mystery is in Deuteronomy chapter 13, from verse 1.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder.
And what happened?
And the sign or the wonder come
to pass.
It come
to pass exactly. Would you say he's a prophet of God? Would you say he's a prophet of God? What happened now? Who closed their mouth? If person give you revelation, it come to pass. Would you say he's a prophet of God?
Right.
It come to pass now, so he's a prophet of God. Eh? Hang it there. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. What are you saying now? Revelation, Deuteronomy chapter 18. What did he say in verse 20?
But the prophet who shall presume to speak. Verse 21.
Yes.
Verse 21.
And no, verse 20. Read from verse 20.
But the prophet who shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods.
What will happen?
Even that prophet shall die.
But now verse 21. Listen very well.
And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken?
How are we going to know this word speaking is not from God? See the answer.
When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken.
Okay, now.
But that prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him.
So, go to verse chapter 13 now. I'll read it again.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and give thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass.
It has come to pass. Is it not from God?
Mom.
Answer me now. Is it not from God?
Yes, sir.
It came to pass now. It's of God. Praise the Lord. Mighty prophet of God. But read on.
Saying, let us
after
go.
After he has given the prophecy that has come to pass, listen to his doctrine. What is he teaching?
Let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known.
What shall you do?
And let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words
don't
of that
prophecy. Don't listen
prophet.
To that teaching. You can accept the prophecy, but don't listen to that teaching. Why will God, or that dreamer of dream, why will God allow that to happen among his people?
For the reason. For the Lord your God proveth
you. He is
you.
Proving you.
To know whether ye love the
whether
Lord your God.
Whether now prophecy you define. Or now heaven you won't go. This mystery is very deep. Anybody carrying Bible is a man of God. Then you go and stake your eternal destination on these funny, funny places because you have nothing to prove that person. You have nothing to prove that person. It's not only in the Old Testament. It happened also in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18 and verse 19. What did Apostle Paul say there?
For first of all,
yes,
when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it.
Now listen, this is the reason.
But there must be also heresies among you.
There must be heresies among you. For what reason?
That they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
So that you will know who are those approved. Who are those that truly are following the truth, or they are looking for food to eat. All you want is just solution to your problem. You don't care what it will cost you. You take your eternal destination in the hand of these agents of Satan and think you are serving the Lord. Some of you are servants of that church, that ministry, that man of God, and think that you are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen. You are the reason. I saw two groups of people in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Listen. There are two groups of people there. We always overlook one group. We concentrate on the other group.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom
of
heaven.
That is one group. That is one group. It's not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, that shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. This is one group. This is one group. All of you now, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, are you doing the will of God? Or you are serving God according to your own heart desire? And they are sitting in the church. They are the ones that will follow anything provided they get what they are looking for. Now the second group, read on.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in that
Can
day?
You see now, this is now a group for prophets.
And in thy name I've cast out devils.
We cast out devils.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
We cast many wonderful works we did. Didn't you hear Rita Bai saying, he stand like this, a fabric to fall down. He said the only thing, he said they know they show him. They know they show him. It's a lie. If you have it, the person I see you, the way they talk, you will let the whole world know, say, you get power. You are lying. Bring the fabric where you just look like the fabric fall down. As you claim. Lying testimonies. You say it's not that they know they show them. They know they show them. They know they show what? They know they show you. Then why you enter television? Then why you do social media? Why do you have online followers? What do you use to attract them? And all those lying something. Show us now. Show us. Show us. And even if you show us, that does not mean you are of God. We have other scriptures to confirm whether you are of God or not. In fact, you have already declared who you are. So we don't even need any more confirmation. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. And the prophets and the members. That day, we prove who we all are. May you be on the right side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please let me just take time and look at our text again. Let's look at that message to that fourth church age where we took our text, the depths of Satan. Revelation chapter 2. Let's take them. Read verse 17. That is the message. Verse 18.
And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, this is yet the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like pine brass. I know thy works.
Now, listen very well, verse 19.
And charity,
and
service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first.
Now, there's something in that place. This is the kind of scripture that you just read and gloss over, but there's something there that you need to catch. It says, I know thy works. So there is the works that he knows. And charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience. And then he added again, and thy works. I know thy works. And again, say, and works. Then he added, and the last to be more than the first. That is, the last works. To even be more than the first work. Is somebody catching the Bible there? What is this work? John chapter 9 verse 4. John chapter 9
I
verse
must
4.
Work the works of him that sent me.
What is it?
While it is day.
Uh-huh.
The night cometh when no man can walk.
Walk. John, that's, that, John chapter 4 verse 34. John chapter 4.
Jesus saith unto them,
yes.
My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
Go on, read on up to verse 38.
Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other man labored, and ye are entered into their labors.
Chapter 6, verse 28 and verse 29. John, chapter 6.
Then said they unto
listen
me,
very well.
What shall we do? That we might walk the works of God. Jesus answered and said
what's
unto
the answer?
Them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent.
Oh, glory be to God. In John chapter 5, verse 37 and verse 38.
And the Father himself which has sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have never heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him ye believe not.
Now, he said it's the Father, he has to do the work that the Father sent to him. So, how are we going to do the works of God? Is to believe on him who God has sent. Believe what? He told you to go to the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is the work that they were doing in the Tertiary church age? They started on evangelism. They started small. But even as at the time that he is now rebuking them, they are still doing the job, you know, seriously. They have not stopped. In fact, they are working more now than even before. That is the meaning of that scripture. That was the first rebuke they received. Go on to verse 20, Revelation chapter 2.
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee.
What are the things he has against him?
Because thou sufferest that woman
that
Jezebel.
That woman Jezebel.
Which calleth herself a prophetess. To teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. And to eat things sacrificed unto idols.
That is verse 20. Who is that woman Jezebel? It's the same woman I mentioned earlier in Revelation chapter 17. Verse 1 to verse 6.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vows and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Yes.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed
fornication. There is a prostitute.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast.
That is wealth. Very rich. Rich, wealthy woman.
Full of names of blasphemy. Having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. And having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written.
What is the identity of that woman?
Mystery. Babylon
the
Great.
Full of mystery. Babylon the Great.
The mother of Harlot and abominations of the earth.
Mother of Harlot and abominations of the earth.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints.
Blood of the saints. They are identifying the woman.
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
They're identifying the woman.
When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
You know why they call that woman Jezebel? Jezebel was associated with Israel in the time of Ahab. There's no Jezebel again after Christ came. But it is the book of Revelation, the book of symbols. No know who Jezebel is, then you will know what this modern Jezebel is. It's a woman, therefore it is a church. Now, to identify who this woman is, that same chapter you read now, I mean, go to that chapter 17, go to verse 18. See the identity there.
And the woman which thou sawest is that great city.
It is what?
That great
city.
Okay,
now, not be woman again, no. Jezebel is now, is what?
That great city.
Is now that great city, where?
Which reigneth over the kings of the
okay,
earth.
Okay, if you want to know, now, the Jezebel is a city. I should still talk again. You don't know the city? Oh, you still don't know the city? If you don't know the city, let me see your hand up. It's Vatican. It's the Vatican City. It's the Church of Rome. Hey, Pastor, you know the fear? Now, maybe the first one they kill. You know, she said identity. He killed Matthias, blood of the saints. You define trouble, though. And they preach, you say they find trouble. So to preach now, and to find trouble. To obey Jesus and preach now, they find trouble. Person, they die more than once. John the Baptist, they cut your head. You, they run away with your head. Praise the Lord. Why did they call her a whore? James chapter 4, verse 4. And verse 5, what did he say? Defining what is adultery, spiritual adultery.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses.
Uh-huh.
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
Uh-huh.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Hey, hey. If you are a friend of the world, you are committing adultery. You are fornicating. It's not leaving one church and going to another church. Oh, that's not fornication. That's not adultery, spiritual adultery. And I don't know whether I have explained the meaning of adultery. Because in Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, what did he say?
Wherefore, there are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder.
Uh-huh.
They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away?
Uh-huh.
He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives.
Uh-huh.
But from the beginning, it was not so.
Go ahead.
And I say unto you,
now listen very well.
Whosoever shall put,
if you will put away your wife,
except it be for fornication.
Except it is for fornication.
And shall marry another.
And then you go and marry another.
Committed adultery.
You are committing adultery.
And whoso marries her which is put
and
away.
And if you marry her that has been put away.
Don't commit adultery.
Now listen very well. We always teach that if it is that a single sister, single brother cannot commit adultery. Adultery is if you are a married man, then you go and sleep with another woman, it's adultery. But if you're a single man and you go and sleep with somebody, it is fornication. In the context of what we read now, it is not so. Listen and learn something if you have not heard me before. It is, he said, if you put away the wife and marry another. It is the marriage that constitutes adultery. But if you only go to sleep with another, it is fornication. Every sexual sin is fornication, whether married or single. But if you marry a woman that has been put away, you have committed or adultery or you put her away and marry another. The emphasis is in marrying. It is in marrying. But if you not marry him, you are fornicating. And if you let that woman to go and marry another man that you have put her away, and she go to marry another one, you have caused her to commit adultery. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verse 31 and verse 32. See the way the Lord Jesus Christ put it again.
It has been said.
It has been said.
Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication.
Can you see?
Causes her to commit adultery.
You are causing her, but, okay, go ahead.
And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery.
Mark chapter 10, verse 11 and verse 12 again.
And he said unto them,
yes,
whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another.
If you put away your wife and marry another,
committed adultery against her.
You are committing adultery against her.
And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery.
So don't say somebody has committed adultery until you have confirmed that he put her away and married another, like Prophet Iginla in Abuja. He put away his wife and married another woman. He is living in adultery. If he's a Christian, I qualified. Maybe he will repent. I don't know. Because the fathers in the law will not talk to them. You see? That's the problem we have. So that you understand why that church, he said he commit fornication, adultery, with the whole world, is that he took the Christian faith and married it with paganism. That is why she's called a fornicator. Revelation chapter 17. And you know better. Most of you came out of that Roman church. So you know what the Bible has long known it will happen. Chapter 2 verse 21.
And I gave her space to repent of her fornication.
He gave her space. When did the fornication take place? It took place, hallelujah, in AD 325. When he mixed the three measures of meal with their false doctrine, and everything was corrupted, and sent the church to 1,000 years. 1,000 years of darkness. That is the space that he gave her to repent. But she refused to repent.
And she repented not.
She refused to repent. Go to verse 22. We are taking a verse by verse for you to understand.
Behold, I will cast her into a bed.
He will do what?
I will cast her into a bed.
That means he's going to render her powerless, paralyzed. And when you put her in a bed, you are not going to be able to stand now. You remain there. That judgment is ahead, coming.
And them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation.
And all those that followed their pernicious ways, their idolatrous religion, they will go through the tribulation. That tribulation that they will go through is in Revelation chapter 6 from verse 12. That is what they will go through. I will soon close. I just want us to take it verse by verse. We're in verse 22 now. So we'll go soon finish. Revelation chapter 6 verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal.
And lo, there was a great earthquake.
On the earth. And this is going to happen.
And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair.
As sackcloth.
And the moon became as blood.
Uh-huh.
And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth.
All the things hanging on top of the sky everywhere begin to fall.
Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaking of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
Okay, now.
And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and
these
every
these are all the people that fornicated with her.
Eat themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Hey. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
And I have preached that message entitled The Day of the Lord, so that you will know the type of judgment that will come. When you begin to see scriptures like Matthew 24, verse 29, Joel 2, verse 30 to 31, Joel 3, verse 15, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, and many other scriptures. Hallelujah. Verse 23.
And I will kill our children with death.
With death.
And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and
acts. Do you know why he will kill them with death? This is it. A curse is already hanging. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and verse 19. The effect.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
And when I mentioned Igila, I forgot to mention Chris Okoti. You know, they changed it like a rapper. And they carry Bible. Chris Okoti. I don't know if you know any other one. Please remind me. Verse 24.
But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known
as
the...
many as have not which doctrine. The doctrine from that the serpent, from that the Jezebel, what it teach the people, as many as have not this doctrine and which have not known the depths of Satan, you have not experienced it. What did he say?
As they speak,
yes.
I will put upon you none other burden.
But that is what he's telling there is that those who will not follow the spirit of error, hallelujah, he will not put any of this burden on us. Verse 25.
But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come.
Eh?
But that which ye have already, hold fast.
This revelation we have, hold it. They are trying to take it away from you. You hear one church, you say they don't believe in rapture. They don't believe in hell. They don't teach it. Okay, they believe it. They don't teach it. They are trying to make a shipwreck of our faith. The revelation you have, hold on to it. Hold fast to it. Don't let them take it away from you. Don't let them take you away from the pathway of truth. That is why I preach the contentious faith. Jude say contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. The apostolic faith. God directed this Bible in his wisdom. And there's nothing they can do about it. Because through this same book that they are condemning, I got converted. Through this same book, I got to know who my God is. It is too late. I have found the truth. You cannot take it away from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 26 and verse 27.
And he that overcometh,
if you overcome, there is a reward,
and keepeth my works unto the end.
If you will keep it to the end, what will happen?
To him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my father.
And that is what he repeated in our age. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
You see? That's our reward, though. That is the reward that they are fighting, so that we shall not have it, because Satan has lost it forever.
Even as I also overcame, and I'm set down with my father in his throne.
That is why you see in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, you see us there. You will see.
And I saw thrones.
We belong to those categories. There's one or two of those categories.
And they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image. Neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
How long?
1,000 years.
That is what all these satanic apostles are trying to rob us of. And you sure know they have no part in it. They have left their first love to fulfill their ministry. Finally, verse 28. Revelation 2, verse 28.
And I will give him the morning star.
What will he do apart of the reward?
I will give him the morning star.
He
that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
What is the morning star? The morning star announces the coming of sun and light to the earth. It heralds the dawn. That is, it is the leading star out of darkness. When you talk of the morning star, Isaiah 14 verse 12 referred to Satan as the star of the morning. That was who he was in the beginning. Angels in Job 38 verse 7 are referred to as the morning stars. And Jesus in Revelation chapter 22 verse 16 is referred to as the bright and morning star. And believers, in Matthew 5, 14 to 16 says, we are the light of the world. In Matthew 13, verse 40 to 43 says, we are to shine forth as the sun, full of glory of God is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the midst of all this, Apostle Peter had reason to give us this admonishment in 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
This thing will come to pass on this earth. And somebody, when the fire is burning you, you will say, oh no, had I known. You remember that song they sing for you? When they talk now, they look. This man is a condemning. Maybe you are watching me somewhere now. Why is he condemning? Why is he condemning? Switch off the television. They'll force you to watch me. Go and listen to Ratabai. Go and listen to Ebel Damina. Why you put on this TV? Not by force. If you don't watch, if you don't love my sermon, go and listen to the sermon by the Pope of Rome. Why are you there getting angry? I'm exercising my right to freedom of speech. Why are you getting angry? Instead of you to bring argument to prove that they are correct, to say this Bible is not everything that is inspired of God. Contrary to what the Bible says, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You say, Paul, no, but the Paul that preached and say, but my God shall supply all your need. You claim it for prosperity. All the prosperity sermon by Apostle Paul, you like it. But the one that is disturbing your ministry and your agenda, because Apostle Paul said fornicators will not go to heaven. Fornicators are trying to justify that the Bible is not, the Bible is not. And that Ritabai, God will help him. Let's talk about Jesus. You don't read finish.
Verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul...
Listen very well. This is where the problem is.
Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you.
Come again.
Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto
him. Who gave him that wisdom?
Lord Jesus.
Who gave him that wisdom?
Jesus.
According to the wisdom given unto him,
has written.
Where is that? Where is it written? It's in this Bible. The next verse.
As also in all his epistles.
All his epistles, including the one Suleiman and Damina are condemning.
Speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are to be understood.
They are hard to be understood.
Which they that are unlearned
and unconverted. Unrevelated. They do what?
Rest.
They fight, wrestle with it.
As they do also the other scriptures unto
that
their own
destruction. That is how they do with all other scriptures, including the one for Peter. Jesus say, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Peter say, baptize in the name of Jesus. Are we to follow Peter or to follow Jesus? It includes this scripture too. Go ahead.
Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also... being led away with the error
of the wicked.
Far from your own steadfastness.
Okay.
But grow in grace.
Hallelujah.
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
The church will say, and this must be your prayer. This must be your prayer. In Philippians chapter 3. Can we stand up? From verse 10.
That I may know
him. Can we stand up?
And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto
this
the resurrection.
This is the prayer of every believer. Start again from verse 10.
That I may know him.
Knowing him is upon which he will build his church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. So that should be your prayer, that I may know him.
And the power of his resurrection.
The power of his resurrection.
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
Fellowship of his sufferings.
Be made conformable unto his death.
So that because our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either we are already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I can't know myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do.
What do you do?
Forgetting those things which are behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God.
Don't be distracted.
In Christ
Jesus.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Verse 16.
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained. Let us walk
by the same rule.
Let us mind
let
the same thing.
Let us have the same focus. They are arguing about these scriptures. They are trying to rubbish the word of God. They are trying to downplay the source of our salvation. I wish one of them can take me to court so that I will prove who they are before the whole world. You are attacking my faith. I am even the one supposed to take them to court. Because you are attacking my faith. I said this faith, if you don't want, leave it and go now. Do you see me preach Quran? Do you see me preach Buddhist? Why are you entering what you don't believe to rubbish it? I will consult my lawyers. I will consult my lawyers. I think I should be the one. You are rubbishing my faith. You don't do that. I know who I was before. But when I jammed this book, it led me somewhere. And I am who I am today. The hope of glory. Earnestly waiting for the coming of my master to take me home. Somebody is saying, I am waiting in vain. My faith has found a resting place. Not the device.
Your hands, oh, yes. Your hands. Use your hands and worship Jesus. Your hands, your hands.